Let's get to Cameron Brandt, our guest. Cameron is Director of Research at EM Portfolio Fund Research. He joins from Massachusetts. It looks like we're seeing a little bit of a reopening story in China, and we've got a rally in the offshore currency now on the strong side of 7. Cameron, I mean, are you optimistic that we have reached some type of inflection point as it relates to the COVID situation?
Well, certainly, investors and fund managers have been expecting this to happen. I unfortunately think that there is a big variable in easing back the controls, which is what happens when COVID isn't so tightly contained in China. I think if the death toll really starts to soar, we'll see those controls reimposed for a while.
Yeah, that's certainly been the experience elsewhere. Supply chain disruption, rising absenteeism. So with that in mind, how do you position for the reopening?
The short answer is that from our perspective, when we track the universe of mutual funds, investors have already positioned themselves. We've seen a lot of money come into China, dedicated China funds, really for the past 6 months. So I think the main story is going to be if the rollback stalls or even reverses.
So in the U.S. session on Friday, we had the NASDAQ Golden Dragon China Index up by nearly 5.5%. I'm wondering whether many market participants have been short Chinese assets for such a long time, given the COVID situation, that we really are not seeing a fundamental shift in psychology so much as short covering. What do you think of that?
I think people have been expecting that the zero COVID policy would have to give, and trying to sort of get in on the bottom rung. So I think, you know, the hope is that China represents the great rebound story over the next few months, and that people are going to be in a position to benefit.
Yeah, with that in mind, what's your growth outlook for China heading into 2023?
The new normal, I think, is going to struggle to hit the 5% target that they've had in recent years. I think there's a lot of catching up, a lot of retooling to do this year. So I'm thinking next year, assuming no COVID surprises, around 3%.
But I'm wondering whether or not this has kind of given a lesson to the market more broadly, or at least to corporations who have done a lot of investing in China, whether it's through their supply chains or production facilities outright. And with the risk that had been kind of maybe not anticipated, that we were going to see something so strict and so long lasting, and how it's damaged business globally. Do you think that it's probably something where we're going to see a lot more diversification outside of the mainland?
Well, we're certainly seeing investors position themselves for that. Outside of dedicated China funds, in the emerging markets universe, the ones that have been attracting consistent interest are dedicated to the countries you hear most often when people discuss where supply chains might be relocated. That's Vietnam, Mexico, and the Philippines.
Yeah, are these good jurisdictions to look at now, particularly with the U.S. dollar starting to weaken? What sort of opportunities do they present for investors?
well, they still require, I think, a fairly strong nerves to head into. I would excuse Mexico at the moment, but certainly in the Philippines and Vietnam, they do, I think, see the opportunity. So those are the two that I think are probably the ones to focus on early.
One of the recent Bloomberg M Live surveys conducted found that fear of stagflation was the biggest risk or the biggest worry for 2023. How would you rank stagflation as a risk for markets?
Well, I certainly think that inflation still has some legs, and the measures to contain it are going to hit growth. So I certainly think in the early part of the coming year, we're going to be looking at declining growth and wondering why inflation is quite as durable as it may prove.
I think it's one of the things that the Fed is trying to figure out as well. Cameron, thank you so much for being with us. Cameron Brandt, Director of Research at Emerging Portfolio Fund Research here on Daybreak Asia.